You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hello. You ever find yourself in precarious positions? Don't answer that question. Do you ever find yourself in precarious positions where you wish you had a nice tasty snack to make you feel better, maybe approach clients a little nicer, maybe even show them something new they've never tried before and surprise them? Well, you got to check out Charki then. Just check out Charki, charki.website. If you love savory meats that don't have chemicals, that taste great, that make you feel good, and guess what? They're not going to make you gain weight either. So check them out, charki.website. Also, a big special thank you to our sponsors over at unmannedsas.com/droneu. Why? Because they fix your drone. They're here. They're in the United States. Give them a couple weeks and $29.95, and you're going to find out what's wrong with your drone right away. If you elect to get it fixed with them, which we would imagine you would, they're going to give you $20 back of the $29.95 towards your service. And they're going to let you know what's wrong with it and give you an estimate. I don't know anyone in the drone industry that operates like that, and that's why I'm really excited about these guys. So make sure to check them out, unmannedsas.com/droneu. If I had a broken drone, I'd send it to them just to test it out.
Let's just hope we don't have to test them out.
Yes, let's hope. As long as we keep doing our pre-flight checks, I think we're going to be okay.
Yep.
On that bombshell, welcome to another awesome episode of Ask Drone You. I'm wearing blue.
And I'm wearing plaid. And this is episode number 529. And we are so glad that you're hanging out with us. Really, really appreciate it.
Definitely appreciate it, Rob. Appreciate all that swag you've given me, too. It's quite nice.
You're welcome. It is my pleasure.
Well, yeah, it is.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, the shirt I was wearing. Anyway, don't worry about that. Let's play the question.
Hey, guys. It's Trent in Austin, Texas. New to the drone world and the Drone You podcast, but what I've heard so far, I really enjoy. It's very informative and entertaining. I am a real estate photographer trying to get our established business into the video and specifically drone market. And my question for you guys today are, what are some apps that you guys have on your cell phone or iPad specifically that you guys use on a day-to-day basis?
A very good question. And this is one of those questions where I know you have a lot of stuff that you use on a daily basis. We'll make that under the presumption that like a day that you're flying in particular, right, to include all those kinds of apps. But I'm always curious about these questions because if you ask 10 different people, you'd probably get 10 different mixes of the apps that are on their devices. But the people are wanting to know what Paul uses. So let's tell them.
You know, it's funny. Someone just posted in the community yesterday this new app that kind of integrates all of the things that I like together. I think it's called like kittyhawk.io. I don't think it's a real app, though, if I remember correctly. It was just a website. But what I use on a regular basis is actually pretty simple. In fact, hopefully our editor will throw up this little cool animation to talk about the three apps I use a lot, which is Hover, Sailflow, and DJI Go. You guys know DJI Go. I fly DJI.
Or DJI Go 4.
Go 4, if you have the Phantom 4 Pro, the Mavic Pro, or the Inspire 2. Unique has their own app, and so does 3DR. That being said, the apps I use separate from that, Hover, I like because it gives me minimum visibility in my area, although I found that if it doesn't rip GPS properly, I still have to look it up. But it gives me KP Index, and KP Index is that indicator of how much solar radiation there is, and if that KP is over 5, I probably shouldn't be flying. And let me just say that again. If it's over 5, you shouldn't be flying.
What's an average? Where is it average?
I think today was a 3, yesterday was a 2.
Okay.
So it really just depends on solar activity. But I like Sailflow because Sailflow actually takes the NOAA records from each individual weather station that's registered with NOAA and gives you real-time wind and gusts. So for example, if you pull up Apple Weather or if I ask Siri, hey Siri, what's the current wind conditions? See if she answers.
The wind's blowing at 13 miles per hour west right now.
So maybe up at the canyon where I live, it's blowing 13, but here at the office, there's no way it's blowing over 2. So with SailFlow, I can actually look up individual locations inside of each city and look up the wind in those locations. So for me, that's really crucial because I want to know, is this a flyable day or not?
What about airspace?
Airspace, good question. Airspace, I actually do on my computer. I try not to do on the app, but app.airmap.io. Mm-hmm. And the reason I say app.airmap.io is they changed their GUI on the website, and it's really difficult to get into the app without giving them your email or something. So just go to app.airmap.io, and it'll pull up the app right away. No BS, just boom, right there. I love that because it gives air traffic control phone numbers to you on the map, which is really cool. And also it gives you the best information. Someone had mentioned Before You Fly. I never use Before You Fly. I will never use Before You Fly because there are so many problems with that app. It's not even funny. In fact, I hope the FAA does a much better job when they do the airspace map integration with the app, because if Before You Fly is an indicator of the success for the airspace maps, then let's just not do the whole Obamacare thing, because the Obamacare website was a good indication of Obamacare's websites for the future, and they have not been good ever. So if this is an indication, the Before You Fly app, of what's to come, FAA, just don't build an app. Just don't
but
do
it. We're going to be positive and think that it's going to be really good. The Before You Fly, it seems like they sort of they threw it out there, but then they didn't really maintain it or cultivate it. You know?
No, I agree. And in fact, to talk positively, because I do like to have a positive outlook. I like to think about what I'm grateful for in the morning. I take 20 minutes every 3 days to write down what I'm pissed off about. Okay. I like to be happy. That being said, I actually have a good hope for the FAA because they hired out to 6 different firms the opportunity to make this application.
Cool.
Now, what I really don't like, and if you are a senator or you are a congressman in the United States of America, I hope you hear this. The FAA has given these UAS FM maps to contractors to create this application. And right now we have 350 FOIA requests for these apps. And we have been given the runaround on at least 200 of them being switched from person to person to person to person. This is how the government loopholes themselves. Mm-hmm. You know, and you just wonder, you know, you just wonder, like, if the government figures out these stupid little alternatives.
First, tell people what FOIA is.
Freedom of Information Act request. Cool. A request to freedom of information. So essentially what it's saying is like, hey, because of FOIA, anything you work on, we have access to. So hand it over. And if they don't hand it over in a certain amount of time, I think that there is some sort of court procedure you can file, but most people don't want to pay thousands of dollars to just file something to say, hey, give me that.
Right.
So they don't. But I will say, when I become very, very wealthy, I'm going to be the first person to go to Congress and slap down $30,000 so fast just to shove it in someone's face to get FOIA information, because I don't like the games that are being played. And the games that are being played at the executive level are only going to trickle down. And I want to remain positive because new contractors are working on this app, but I am hesitant and skeptical because the FAA constantly shoots themselves in the foot. But hey, they're like us all, right? We're all human. We're all our own worst enemies.
Indeed. And we know they're working hard to try to get it right. So yeah, we're gonna hope for the best.
We are hoping for the best. It just, you have to be real too. And
true.
And you know, people will be like, well, Paul, you're kind of calling out the FAA. Yeah, I am. I don't care. And here's the thing, guys. We want the best. Just like you. You don't want headaches at the FAA. We don't want headaches. Make it easy, right, and do it right the first time. So I
think. Any other apps?
Good point. Sorry, I went on a little rant there.
No, it's
I followed
all good.
The white rabbit a little too far.
It's all good.
Snapseed is my favorite app for editing on the iPhone. If you don't have Snapseed, you got to get it.
So like for Instagram and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you use it for?
Yep. The AirMap does have the app. It's actually on here. You know what? I think I've gone over them all.
So tell us an app that's on your home screen that people would be surprised about.
Well, my main screen?
Or just, you can generalize that as you flip through about 16 screens of icons there.
Ooh, something that people would
but
be...
But keep it clean, Paul. Keep it clean.
Everything is clean on my phone.
I'm glad to know that.
Okay.
Because again, this is a family show.
It is a family show. Something that people would find interesting.
Yeah, that it would surprise people.
Probably that one right there.
What is
we're
it?
Not gonna, oh, we're not going to say that one. that one right there.
Oh, boy.
oh, you know what? This one is actually this one is actually relevant. I'm probably turning red right now. My radar. My radar is one of my favorite apps because it gives you real up-to-date radar information and it's super sensitive too. Hmm. So I really like that. If you're checking out radar and you need instantaneous information on, hey, is it really going to rain or not? Is it really going to snow or not? That's a good one. An app? Okay, here's an app.
Yeah, something that will surprise people. The people want to be surprised.
Nature Melody.
Oh, okay. So I'm surprised. What is that about?
I will show you.
Is this like cooking music? When do you listen to this?
I listen to this when I go to sleep. So that's actually the sound of Puerto Rico, by the way.
Nice.
I updated that.
All of a sudden, I like it a lot more.
Oh, I've never heard so many frogs in my life. In fact, I didn't even know what the sound was until I asked someone. Seriously.
Wow, you must be a city boy.
I did grow up in D.C., but I left as soon as I could to make sure I didn't turn out like all those politicians.
We need to get Paul a frog.
Anyway, I hope that answers your question, guys. If you have a suggestion on an app, we would love to hear it. So make sure, if you have a question, go to askdroneu.com. But that's going to do it for us today. My name is Paul.
My name is Rob.
And this is Ask Drone You.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.